The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Spectator sports are wildly popular wherever you go. Every language, every culture, every continent, every country, everybody, everywhere, they just love to watch spectator sports. And of course, not everybody likes spectator sports. There's a fascinating little subculture of people who love to hate spectator sports, but you got to admit that it's a phenomenon. And why are sports so popular? The reason why sports are so popular is that sports are an analogy of life, believe it or not. People project out onto that field or out onto that court all the emotions that they have in their lives. All the same highs, all the same lows, all the same tragedies, all the same triumphs, all projected out there onto the court. But with all the ambiguities of life taken away, with clear rules, and with a definite time frame. An analogy for life. And you know, people share this experience with other fans as a deep, deep bond. That's why sports are so popular. If Jesus were preaching today, personally, I'm convinced that he would use sports analogies, if for no other reason but that. So today our Lord tells us about the importance of being vigilant. And if you'll forgive me, a sports analogy to help make it clear. You want to know what vigilance means? Turn on a football game and watch in those tense moments just before they snap the ball to begin the play. That's vigilance. Every muscle tense, every nerve standing on end and at the ready, that's vigilance. They're vigilant because they know there's an opponent out there on that field who will take advantage of them the moment they let their guard down, a ruthless adversary. Is that anything like our lives? St. Peter says, be vigilant. Your opponent, the devil, prowls like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him. Solid in your faith. They're vigilant because they care. We're always vigilant about things we care about, neglectful about things we don't. Do you know what our catechism has to say about vigilance? It says that vigilance means being faithful to small things lest they become big things. For example, being cheerful when you feel like moping, or holding your tongue when you feel like lashing out, or being faithful to your duty when you feel like procrastinating, or being negligent. Vigilance prevents small things from becoming big things. There's a little road. That little road leads up to the parish rectory. Brand new road, brand new rectory. Until just recently, when the brand new pothole appeared in the brand new road, as if out of nowhere. How'd that pothole appear in that road? Did somebody attack the road with a pickaxe? No. It came because of a little thing. A little trickle of water somewhere. A small problem became a very, very great problem. So it is with us, and the time to begin is now. A bunch of months ago, I gave a homily on anointing of the sick. And of all the things I said about anointing of the sick, people focused on one line and one line only. Namely, that anointing of the sick protects us against the last temptations the devil makes to try to claim our soul, which means that up until the very last moment of your life, the devil will try to tempt you to turn your back on God, probably through pride, probably through despair that God could ever forgive you. Who will be faithful right up until the last moment? The one who's been faithful all along, that's who. And that is the importance of being vigilant. Just a little reminder today that being faithful to small things is no small thing. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saint John Paul II, pray for us.